But our call to worship today, I'm picking up in Ezra chapter 5. I shared with you last week about the letter writing campaign that took place with the king. And he sent official word that the building was to stop. No more building until they were able to figure out what was going on there. And the enemies seemed like they had succeeded. But I want you to look at the first verses of chapter 5. Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. There was a period of time that went by, and they began to preach. And they said, God sent us back here for one purpose, and that's to build His house. We're not going to let all of these enemies stand in our way. We're going to build, and God will shield and protect. And so they went back to work. And when they started back to work, immediately what happens? Well, we see here in chapter 5 that an attempt is made to stop the work again. What are you doing? You can't build this. The official decree has come down, you cannot build, and yet there was a decree on the books that said that they could. And there was God Almighty that had brought them back into the land. Well, if you read through there, you see the decree of Darius in the letter. He did a search. He said, I need to go back and I need to find out for sure why these Jews went back from this land back to Jerusalem, and did they have permission? And guess what he finds? He finds the letter of Cyrus with all of the commands that were issued out, and he says, leave them alone, let them do their work. But it took the preaching of the prophets of Israel to get the people back on track again. You see, so many times we get afraid. There are pressures that come on us and we get afraid. Well, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I shouldn't share the gospel. Maybe I should just keep it within the four walls of the church, as all of the folks are saying today that are in positions of power in our universities. Oh, you can have the freedom of worship just as long as you keep it inside the four walls of your building. That's not the freedom of religion that was given to us. That's not, we have the right to go out and express our faith. We have a Christian school. We send out missionaries around the world because we want to communicate the gospel. God told us to. We are ambassadors for Christ. Not just Brother Brock, not just myself, but we all are, according to the Word of God. And we have to do what God told us to do. And so, what an encouragement comes from Ezra chapter 5 as they began to preach and said, listen, God sent us here. He allowed us to come. Why? So we can just sit here and fear? No. But to rebuild the temple. And so they started back to work. Yes, the enemies came back up, but that restart moved a king to go and look for himself. And he found they had permission and they had funding from the state. And they were allowed to do the work that they were done. Sometimes it takes that kind of spark plug to get things moving. And we need to not sit in fear of what the government might say. Or we can't say anything about our faith to those out there. Remember, people don't like that anymore. Well, let me just say this. Do you think that the Corinthians were thrilled when Paul came in there and began to preach the gospel? He stirred up such a hornet's nest in that town. They were angry, but you know what? God planted a church there, and folks got saved. Oh, there were problems. 1 and 2 Corinthians list out all the problems. But Paul was faithful, and he proclaimed the word, and there were others that came up. Romans 16 recorded all the names of the people that joined with him to communicate the truth of the Word of God. Let's not be afraid. Let us be faithful in what God has called us to. We are ambassadors for Christ. Are you representing heaven on this earth? If you're not, what are you doing? If you're just living your life and just doing what people do on the earth, you're no different. You have no distinctive. Why do you bother to have a Bible? Why do you bother to come to church if you're not going to do what God said to do? And so God gives us instructions. May we be faithful in that call.